News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Was another star-studded day at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago yesterday, and tonight Kamala Harris will close the convention as she formally accepts the nomination to run for president. But last night it was the turn of her vice presidential selection, Tim Walz.
It's the honour of my life to accept your nomination for vice president of the United States. We're all here tonight for one beautiful, simple reason. We love this country. So thank you to all of you here in Chicago and all of you watching at home tonight. Thank you for your passion. Thank you for your determination. And most of all, thank you for bringing the joy to this fight.
Legendary TV presenter Oprah Winfrey also made a surprise appearance at the convention, and she too threw her weight behind the Harris and Walz campaign.
Let us choose truth, let us choose honor, and let us choose joy. Because that's the best of America. But more than anything else, let us choose freedom. Why? Because that's the best of America. We're all Americans, and together, let's all choose Kamala Harris. Thank you, Chicago.
Beyonce is going to take to the stage later on tonight, as well as Kamala Harris herself. But for more on all of this, we're joined now by David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief at The Guardian. David, first of all, today is obviously the final day of the convention. Your overall view of it, how has it gone? And what do you think will happen ahead of Kamala taking to the stage this evening?
I think it's gone very well for Democrats. I mean, these conventions are always a four-day commercial, really, for the party and especially the nominee. But there's been an extra spring in the step of the delegates. They're really feel they got off the hook here. You know, they were dreading this convention would be a death march towards what seemed to be an inevitable defeat under Joe Biden. And then, of course, he dropped out of the race. They very quickly rallied around Kamala Harris. And so you've seen terrific energy and enthusiasm and almost giddiness at this convention. A lot of joy, for example, when they did the roll call of the states. Some very impressive speeches by the Obamas, for example. And it will all culminate on Thursday night with Kamala Harris accepting the nomination. Again, I would expect great hype and hoopla. There's speculation maybe we'll get a song from Beyonce. And of course, we'll have the big dropping of the balloons at the end. And the hope really is to just sustain that Harris momentum and get a further bump in the opinion polls.
Yeah, she... Over the course of her vice presidency, she hasn't made, I think it's fair to say, huge impact. And that seems to have changed since the nomination for the president has been bestowed upon her. Almost unexpectedly, lots of people weren't that convinced at the beginning that she was the right candidate. Is she going to be having to carve out some kind of a roadmap now for herself to sort of, I suppose, make herself stand out from the Biden presidency differently?
Yeah, I mean, certainly she has gone from zero to hero as vice president. Her approval rating was even lower than Joe Biden's. And it has been an extraordinary turnaround. Some people suggest maybe she wasn't getting the credit she deserved. Maybe she was being forced to hold back a bit because she was in Biden's shadow. And now she's come out of her shell. And, you know, she has performed well so far. I think she's also riding this wave of relief that it isn't Biden. But yeah, this will be a fascinating question around her speech on Thursday night. To what extent does she claim credit and bask in the reflected glory of Joe Biden's, you know, definite significant achievements in legislation? And then to what extent does she try to separate herself and carve her own political identity? And how specific does she get on policy, mindful that will give Republicans some targets to aim at?
Yeah, obviously substance, the triumph of style over substance. Last night we would have seen Tim Walz, we would have seen Oprah, Bill Clinton, as you mentioned, maybe Beyonce tonight. They are rolling out the big hitters here behind her, aren't they? There does seem to be a lot of sort of oomph and kind of razzmatazz.
I've been very impressed by the breadth and the depth of this convention and the political talent there. There's been a lot of great speeches by politicians from all over the country, male, female, black, white. The Democratic Party looks to be in good shape. And yes, they are all championing Kamala Harris. I mean, we've now got a familiar speech, really, that we hear where people come and, first of all, they praise Joe Biden and thank him for all he did. The subtext, they're also thanking him for stepping aside. And then they lavish praise on Kamala Harris.
Sure.
And then they bash Donald Trump. The one danger of all this, of course, is that Barack and Michelle Obama, of course, were so outstanding. Are they going to overshadow Kamala Harris?
Yeah, I suppose that's true. Lastly, if you were to say, what does she have to say to the American people tonight to sort of cement the feel-good vibe that's come from the convention? Are there any particular notes she has to hit?
I think she has to tell a compelling story about herself, who she is, her background, how it shaped her and her worldview, and how that will connect her with the average American citizen. And, you know, the Obamas tried to make that case on her behalf, that Donald Trump was born with great privilege, who could always fall upwards and forwards and ride the escalator and had that safety net, whereas Harris comes from humbler beginnings and connects with working people. And I think she has to tell that story and really shield herself against upcoming Republican attacks that, you know, she's a West Coast liberal who's out of touch.
David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief with The Guardian, thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.